we only see where we are in a much wider context, which we don't see, but the Lord is fully over. So, you know, he's there managing the whole process, and we hit these bumps in the road, but those bumps in the road aren't the whole deal. They're just part of the road, part of the journey. So that's, you know, that's something to hold in mind, that there is this wider context and we can trust in that. So the idea also regarding faith, we all go through this, you know, if only I had more faith or my faith was more active. Well, you know, in those states, it's not, right? It's just not happening, because it's the process that builds up confidence in the word. It's only as we engage with the word, deal with what arises, come through what's arisen, that we begin to trust that the word can carry us. So it moves out of the realm of wishful thinking to the reality of life. And so our external life gets reframed, and it gets reframed in the context of our work. You know, so yes, we may have difficulties at work, you know, difficulties either with systems or people or whatever's going on. And when you're caught up in that, it just seems so, you know, it just dominates everything. But as soon as you start thinking about, well, hang on, you know, the external world, yes, you know, it's important and we have responsibilities and all of that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, it's there to support spiritual life. And how does it do that? Well, it puts us in front of states that need dealing with within us. That's how it does it. And once we start to view external life in relation to our internal life, then it takes the sting and the meaninglessness and the doubt and all that sort of stuff. It weakens it, because we've reframed things in terms of what's coming up within, as opposed to trying to control everything without.